Well, somebody that knows a little something about our head coach and general manager and Andy Reid and John Dorsey is, how much fun is it for you knowing and being around them years ago, long before they were a general manager and a head coach, to see where they're at today together in Kansas City?
Well, in Andy's case, terrific teacher as an assistant coach. Just the way he taught, I thought, boy, he is a guy that can explain the hows and whys and wherefores of playing football. And so his success as a coach really comes as no surprise. And John Dorsey got into the personnel business, tireless worker, really immersed himself. I mean, he lives, breathes, and dies his stuff. And yet there's a humbleness to him, but don't mistake that for lack of expertise. He'll downplay it, but he really knows his personnel business. And let's face it, Kansas City had a really nice-looking football team this year.
We know one position that is going to be there, and that is the starting quarterback in Alex Smith. Just what have you seen from him after his third year with the same coaching staff under Andy Reid and same system? Just what have you seen from his development?
Just the fact that he's become such a good game manager, and that's, I think, the key. He's never going to have the strongest arm. He's never going to be the fastest guy, although he's still one of the faster quarterbacks in the league. But I think you can see how well he manages it. He doesn't screw it up. And so what's amazing is how Andy has adjusted to it, and it's allowed Alex to even get that much better, because you know Andy hates the one football. Right? I mean, he's a guy that's always rather do three receivers and all that. He's adjusted to a two tight end set that runs the football, and Alex runs that very well. And the big thing that Alex doesn't do, he does not screw it up. And the fact you can do that with a good defense, that gets victories, that gets you into the playoffs, and may get you a playoff winner too.
You know I'm a huge fan of Alex Smith. And I think just adding Jeremy Maclin just gave that extra dimension that they needed offensively. Now, if they had not gone, what was it, 1-5?
Yeah.
If they go like, say, 2-4 or 3-3 in the first six games, they probably win the division. And I did predict that they would win the division. So, going into this season, when you look at it, San Diego, kind of rebuilding. Denver, who's playing quarterback. Their defense is still going to be good. They may be losing to Marcus Ware. Chiefs are going to be right there, man. Chiefs are going to be right there again.